The initial results in the progressive primary showed the party-backed gubernatorial candidate Martha Abbott defeating write-in challenger Annette Smith by 17 votes. Abbott immediately announced that she would not actually run for governor. But results certified on Thursday now show a one-vote difference, and the challenger has filed for a recount. Annette Smith, the write-in candidate, has been characterized as a reluctant candidate. She says she has had to distance herself as a candidate because she runs a nonprofit and does not want to violate federal election law. But Smith says she's learning and witnessing the process and describes it as messed up.
There are errors being made just transcribing one number to another place. There's errors made in facts and facts quality. So I think that this is exposing some real holes in the Vermont election system. And we did spend a little time yesterday talking with the Secretary of State about various ways to fix it. I do have some faith in the recount process. What I'm concerned about, though, is that if the instructions to clerks and boards of civil authority that count the ballots are not made clearer and fixed for the next election, I think we're going to see a continuation of these kinds of problems.
Secretary of State Jim Condos explained that the initial count was wrong because a fax from a clerk's office was misread.
It's a simple process, but at the same time, it's a manual process. The votes are counted at the local level, and a lot of the clerks will fax us the information but then follow up with hard copy. We need the hard copy, but in this particular instance, we didn't get the hard copy till after we had already certified the vote based on the fax votes that we had.
The situation has brought harsh criticism from the state's Republican Party chair. Jack Lindley issued a statement Thursday saying that the handling of the vote count casts doubt on the accountability of the Secretary of State's office.
I've put my full faith and confidence in the court to sort out whether we have an accurate recount or not. It's a shame that we cannot depend on the Secretary of State's office for any accuracy. And I'm suspicious that there's collusion, because the original winner miraculously decided to withdraw from her candidacy. I have no reason to believe that there isn't something going on between the governor's office, the Secretary of State, and the Progressive Party.
Jim Condos says the Republican comments are unfounded and simple politics.
He doesn't know or understand the process that we go through. I don't care where the blame is. What we'll do is learn from this and move forward to ensure that it doesn't happen again. And Mr. Lindley has taken a very political attack mode approach to this.
Abbott's withdrawal from the gubernatorial race just after she thought she won the primary does make sense to 7 Days News editor Andy Bromage.
The progressives decided they weren't going to run a candidate against Governor Peter Shumlin, or they would run a placeholder candidate, which is to say that they would run a candidate, win 5% so they can secure their major party status, and then that candidate would decline the nomination. And basically that's because they feel that Governor Shumlin is sufficiently committed to the Prague values.
Bromage says the Republicans have provided no evidence with their allegations of collusion.
There's suggestions that because Jim Condos, the Secretary of State, is a Democrat and Peter Shumlin's a Democrat, that maybe there's some funny business going on. But by all accounts, this is an error that originated in town clerk's offices, and it was simply reading a fax wrong. And so he hasn't provided anything, any evidence to show this collusion, but just certainly a way to score a political point, I guess.
Calls to the Vermont Progressive Party were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.